First, like we always do, let's check in with travel expert Onanta Forbes to review some of the travel news headlines and get her travel tip of the week. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. Happy Stampede, everybody.
Yeah, it's a very exciting time to be in the Calgary area. Let's talk about a few of the travel stories from last week. There's an old saying that says there's no such thing as bad publicity, but in this case, I think the airlines probably would not have this publicity of being the worst in the performance rankings for airlines and airports in Canada.
Right. So according to tracking service FlightAware, Canadian airlines and airports took top spots in flight delays over the July long weekend, more than nearly any others around the world. Air Canada took the number one spot on July 2nd and 3rd, with more than two-thirds of its flights, 717 in total, landed late. And they also took first place for July 3rd as the worst performers, while three airlines were second at 53% included Greek regional carrier Olympic Air and two Air Canada affiliates, Jazz Aviation and Air Canada Rouge. On July 2nd, WestJet and Swoop placed third and fourth at 55%. And this isn't just a long weekend blip. For 30 days ending July 3rd, Canada's two biggest airlines had the worst on-time performance of the 10 biggest North American carriers.
Well, anybody that's been flying, you don't have to tell them that. And it is kind of a domino effect, though, right? All it takes is one delay somewhere, and then it just kind of affects the whole system, doesn't it?
It does. It's really interesting that we're consistently delayed in Canada, and we're consistently canceling flights. And I know it's because of the surge in travel, but you would think that it, with all the government steps and the airline step, that it should be leveling up, but it's not.
Mm-hmm. And with that, WestJet announcing they will be cutting back on some of their flights this summer. No surprise. I was actually wondering how long it was going to take after Air Canada did their announcement, but it didn't take very long for WestJet to announce similar type of thing, right?
So WestJet did announce its own significant schedule reduction, and they have been currently scheduling to operate at 21% less capacity in July 2022 than they did in July 2019.
Better to cancel them now so you know ahead of time, so you can make plans accordingly, than to show up at the airport or a day before to have your flight canceled and have to scramble to make arrangements, right?
Mm-hmm. That's 100% true.
Okay, let's talk about your travel tip of the week. What do you have for us?
Right, so we're seeing more delayed flights, and the situation on the ground is not much better with luggage delays. So whatever you can do to reduce the disruption is a good thing. And so that might mean packing just enough clothes for a trip, or in other words, carrying cabin luggage only. So then you can avoid the chaotic check-in counters. You can head straight to the security instead, and with only carry-on in hand. And then you can potentially reduce your own wait time significantly, both during departure and after arrival. And maybe your luggage not going astray during connections, and just eliminate the risk of being deprived of personal items when they're most needed. So luckily, some airlines will allow you to bring reasonable amount of items on board without paying an extra fee. But do be aware of low-cost carriers. They're a bit trickier to navigate when you're looking to bring on your carry-on. Either they'll charge you extra, or they'll have dimension limitations or weight limitations. So be sure to check that before you consider taking a carry-on.
And also, I think a good thing just to add to that is to check with the Canadian airport security people to make sure you're not carrying something on that's not allowed.
That's a very good point, because that will just hold up the line even more, and then you'll be upset because maybe that something is something you really need and you don't have it anymore to take on your journey.
Always good to chat. Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can find her on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Onanta Forbes, and her website is OnantaForbes.com. We'll do it again next week, Onanta. Thank you.
Take care. Thanks, Randy.